Okay, we're ready to start here. It's the Mai Perek Hamishi Daf Nun Amud Aleph. We're going to continue on with the discussion of whether the halacha is like Reb Shimon or like Reb Meir, as far as whether you say Yesh Kenyan Lakim Tav Kiyam Midei Peres from the Chiyah of Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, the Shita of Reb Shimon of Yesh Kenyan, or according to Reb Meir who holds Ein Kenyan. So, as far as the halacha is concerned, the Rambam said one thing. I don't know if my son-in-law said, yes. But whatever he mentioned he that, that he was Kaiser. Pirush Mishnayis. He said one thing, and then in the
where, yeah, where he is said another thing. The footnote says it. Do you know where the footnote is? The footnote brings it.
Offhand, I don't know. Don't offhand, I don't remember it. Yeah.
Yeah. He said that the Rambam was
Kaiser. Yeah, yeah. He actually writes it in the Tshuva. They asked him the question. He said I was Chazer. Okay, anyway, so let's see what's going on here in the Yerushalmi. Oid min hado. So now, we seem to have indicated the halacha will be like Reb Shimon, so the Gemara is going to bring another raya that this is so. Oid min hado, dom Reb Zeira. This case, this story with Reb Zeira. Abba Antuli zvin peri min da'armoi. Abba Antuli, that's his name, he bought peris from an Aramean, meaning from a guy. Also, the comment Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi. So he came in front of Yehuda ben Levi to ask him whether he has to take chiyuv ma'aser, does he has to take ma'aser from it or not? Sholach l'Menachem Brady secondly. So Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi sent it to his son Menachem to take the ma'aseres. V'yavle ma'aseri, and he gave the ma'aser to his father. So Menachem gave his father Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi, who was obviously a Levi. And he did not pay, apparently, this Abba and Tuli. He took the maestros from him and did not pay for them. Now, that indicates what? It indicates that it's a chi of gomer, right? Because if it wouldn't be a chi of gomer, he'd have to compensate him for the maestro that he took. Okay. So, apparently, he agrees with the shita of who? Reb Meir. He also... Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So then, when he was coming back, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi met him. On Malay, so Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said to him, in the English it says here approvingly, he said to him approvingly, Man ya'ave do elavuch, who would do this other than your father? In other words, he was giving a haskoma. You're going to get another one? He was giving a haskoma to his behavior. That's the way the English brings it down. Now, it's not so poshut what he's saying there in the English. That their English is quoting Mara Fulda's pshat. If you look on the fourth wide line, he says, Man chacham ma'aseh kein elav icha she'ikiv ha'maisus bechinom v'yofa osa. He did the right thing. Now, saying he did the right thing means he's agreeing with the sheet of Rameir. Now, we're trying to introduce this as proof that we pass on like Reb Shimon. So at this point, it sounds kind of backwards. He's quoting a story which is not true. But the story turns around in the next paragraph. But before we get there, I just want to point out that the Pnei Moshe has a different approach to how to teach his Gemara. And he says, not that he has said it approvingly. Me also, Keshechazim Nachem Vokami, may Rabbi Shom Malevi Varmalai, this is the first in line in the Pnei Moshe. Man yavid do el avuch. Who haru lazash chayavim a meiser? Vein hadavar came. He said yachayv a meiser, but that's not correct. In other words, he was objecting. So he's teaching up the Gemara. Man yavid do el avuch means who would do this except your father? He's the only one that holds like this. Nobody holds like your father that like holds like a mayor. Everybody holds like a Shimon, right? That. Amakrib Shimon's three along the age can lock and lift them in my. So you see, the way the Pnei Moshe presents the story, it's completely different. Anyway, so without getting too much of Arichas, and the Ritvaz also seem to say a little bit like this, like the Amara Folda. But he added an extra word. He added some extra words here that we don't have in our Girsa, which is if you just travel down to where it's dark, the dark bold letters in the right column, where he says Lafum Kane, So our chlamei mar dalach kareb shem the yesh kinyan. That's why, in other words, the Gemara ended off just before saying, why do you have to say yesh kinyan? I'm sorry. No, not yesh kinyan. That's wrong. That's wrong. No, that is that's correct. Yeah, yesh kinyan. In other words, we just said, I keep getting mixed up. The Gemara before said, why do you have to say halakha Reb Shimon against Reb Meir or Reb Shimon? Oh, we always pass the halakha Reb Shimon.
So the Gemara, not according to the Bavli.
Not necessarily according to the
Bavli.
Not according to the Bavli.
Reb Shimon is teku.
But the way they presented it here, it sounded like it was that way.
No, 100%.
So Lefum Cain, so the Gemara is saying, because you had this story where he was approving the Psak of Reb Meir, so that's why he had to show in other words, there were stories on the books that sounded maybe Reb Meir was correct, so therefore we had the possible scripture. That's Ridvans has this line which we don't have. Anyway, let's keep going. Next paragraph, next part of the Gemara. So Micha Fashitasi Reb Yishmael Malik. Let's just to make it simple. Let's keep learning like the way the English learns it, like Rav Fulda. So what he was saying was he was approving the fact that he took the Maestros without compensating Abba Antuli, which indicated that he held like Reb Meir Ein Kinyan, therefore it's higher than Maestros, therefore he can take the Maestro as a Levi without compensating the Levi for the Maestros. The Gemara asked a question, Michlefe Shitasi to Bishrom and Levi. So this comes out at opposite of what Bishrom and Levi see. It says, Taman Huaymer, over there, he said, Halakeach peres lishum and hagoy, if you buy detached peres from a goy, mafresh truma trumas meiser mehalocha. Meaning you take it because of a din drabbanon. That's what how he's learning mehalocha. It's rabbinic law. V'noysan lashevet, and he gives them to the kohanim. V'noytel domim and hashevet. But you can take compensation because since it's only din drabbanon, you really deserve compensation for it. So, yeah, that's Mashma, what? We're asking Rav Shmuel ben Levi. Rav Shmuel ben Levi seems to hold what? That the halacha is like Rav Shimon, that Yesh Kinyan for Akam to be Maitzi, for looking at Paris. And over here, Hochu Amar Hochain, and over here he's supporting the behavior of Rav Yehuda ben Levi taking Abba Antuli's Maestros without compensation, which is Masma like Reb Shimon. So that's the question. So the Gemara answers the contradiction of Rabbi Barzimino, Kumi Reb Zaira. So he said, Reb Shimon lo Amar Kain, he had a different version of the story. He has a different story. Ela mi osi kom ima Reb Yishuv Levi. Not that he said that, oh, only your father could do like that. Amar Levi, this is what he said to him. Les ilein davuch. These are not your father's, right? These don't really belong to him. What's he taking Maestros without compensating the Levi for it? Without compensating the owner for it. He should have given Abantuli his money for that. The Ikvid, and he was actually upset that he took the Maestros without compensating him. So that's, again, consistent with his Shita. That what the Yesh Kinyan Akam to Mafkia like Reb Shimon, and therefore the Gemara was quoting this whole story to show again that from the whole story that the halacha is like Reb Shimon. Okay. Next, another case. Reb Zeira, Reb Acha, Reb Tamchum, B'shem Reb Yishuv Ben Levi. So they said the following: Shnayim Hein Shem Maaser Shlo Rishos. The two people who can take Maaser without Rishos. So that Rishos here, Mara Fulda says, means Sheyachal Acher LaAser Afilu Belo Yudias HaBa'ilim Shaloi Bershuson. That even if you don't know about it, I can take Maestros without your permission, without you even knowing about it. It's not a problem.
You don't have to give it to the Levi. He can take it.
I'm being mafresh. I'm being masaken your tfuah without your knowledge. I'm not,
I mean, I don't get
a
shush, but I have to tell you that I did it.
I mean, after we're going to tell them eventually.
Helped you out.
I took out the mice without your permission. So, so there's two people who can do this. So number one, Zesh and Asarif Tivlei Bechulin. This is someone who has a taruvus of what? Tevel in Chulin means that there's a majority, there's a rove of Chulin. So min ha-taira, the din is that it's batal b'raiv, right? But it's when Rabbanon, it's not. So since whenever you have a din, basically the yesod of this Gemara is this. Whenever a chi of hafrasha is only a din Rabbanon, you can do it without his knowledge. That's the yesod of the Gemara. So the first case is zeshen sarv tivlei b'chulin, so therefore min ha-raiv, so it's batal, it's only a din Rabbanon, therefore you can take a shalom b'shos. The second case, that you could do it, there's shnayim heim, two cases. What's the second case? The zeh, and the second case, shuhulokach mipiskei shel kusin. You're buying it from the market of the kusin. The kusin, of course, are considered like goyim, because they're geri, they were turned out to be geri arayas. Simply by saying that something which is bought from a kuti is only chayev in maisres midrabanon, because that's why you could do it shalom b'shos. So you see that the yesh kinyan, again, you hold not like your man, you hold like your shimon. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to do it shalom b'shos, because we have a chayev, the arisa to take the maisres. Right? Follow? Right? If you're telling me that I can do it shalom b'shos, that means you hold it's only dindrabanon. If you hold it's a dindrabanon, it must be because you hold like your shimon. Because according to your mayor, if you buy from Kuti, you're chayav d'oraisa. If you're chayav d'oraisa, you can't do a shalom b'shos. That's what it says here.
Well, I don't understand the nafkamina. Why can you do it if you're chayav only d'rabanan and not d'oraisa?
What's the difference?
Yeah, what's the difference?
What's the svara? Let me think a second. I didn't think about the svara.
There's no chiyuv about the person. The chiyuv is that they should be tied.
Yeah, you see,
it's the Gemara. Not chiyuv about the person.
Yeah, let's talk about the Gemara in Adarim. He references a Gemara in Adarim Lamed Vav Amud Beis, which I happen to have looked up, because I always like looking up stuff in Adarim. Now the Gemara in Adarim, let me just get the Gemara so I can just tell to you. It's very quick. The Gemara asks a question over there. It's talking about a person who is Meider Hana. So I say, you can't have any hanor from me. So the Mishnah says over there, I can take maisras, right? Mm-hmm. I can take maisras for you. So the Gemara says, it says, midaite. It says, from his knowledge. So the Gemara asks, what do you mean midaite? If it means the person that I asked b'hanor, I'm also b'hanor from, if he makes me a shliach, that's also, if you ever make me a shliach, that's automatically also if we're also by now, because whenever I do your shlichos, that's considered a hana, and that's also. So it can't be. What?
Mitzvahs love me, lehenas me.
What?
Mitzvahs love
me. No, the fact that you're doing a shlichos, it has nothing to do with the mitzvah. The fact that you're doing my shlichos is in itself a hana. You're listening to me. You're doing my bidding. That's a hana. It has nothing to do with whether it's a mitzvah. The fact that you're doing it. Yeah. So the Gemara says, Lamed Vav. When the Gemara presents a question, the Gemara asks like this: Ibayelahu, Hatorim Yishaloi Al Shal Chaveroi, Sorak Daita Yoloi. So I'm taking from my Tvoa on your Tvoa. Do I need your knowledge or not? Here are the two Tzadim. Mi Arinim Kimedus Chusuloi Loi Sorak Das Zochlam Shal Befonav. I'm going to be taking stuff for you, which is chutz for you. Good, Gesuntei. Oy Dilma mitzvah dilehu, it's his mitzvah. V'nicholei lemede, he wants to do his own mitzvah. So I just want to answer your question. So I think that the difference between whether it's d'oraisa or d'rabbanan in terms of whether I can do it shlomi daite is dependent on whether this svara of nicholei, that may be a din by that might be only a din d'oraisa, but when it's a d'rabbanan, maybe you don't say the Nichlei. That could be the answer to your question. Okay? All right. Let's leave that alone. So, okay, next page over here. I'm over here. Amar Rav Ze'era. So now we're on 58.2. So Rav Ze'era said, Zoy Say Meres. Right? Zoy Say Meres. Sheinon Etu Domim Min HaShevet. So this tells me, that you don't take money from the shevet. Meaning like this. You're telling me, right? You're telling me that I can be mafresh trumas and maisus shaloi mi daite without his knowledge, without his agreement. Now, does the Kohen have to reimburse me for what I give him? So there's two possibilities, yes or no. If it was yes, if he would have to reimburse me, then that the Gemara is making an assumption can never be called shaloi mi daite. Because if I'm going to be compensated, of course it's mi daite. What do I got to lose? I'm not losing anything. Right? So the fact that, so that's the Gemara, that's what it says over here. Im omar atra hu noitel dom min ha-shevet. If you're going to say you can take money from the shevet, harei bir shus taram. That's considered you did with his permission. That's what it says over here. The owner would certainly, in footnote 17, the owner would certainly have no objection to someone else separating maisus from his produce, even if he would not have done so himself, because he will receive payment. It can be assumed that he would approve of this arrangement. It's equivalent to tithing with his permission. Thus, by saying without permission, he's implying that the owner is not compensated. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's. I mean, this is. I mean, I don't hear it 100%. It sounds iffy to me, this shot. I don't know. There's something just not connecting over here. But that's what. Correct. He doesn't.
Right, because the Kohen doesn't have to pay. So that means there's a chiyuv to take truma from Isis. He's a horizon.
That's aim kinyan.
No.
Yeah. Aim kinyan.
Right, so it's proof to Rav Meir.
It's proof to Rav Meir, right?
Is that the point of the Gemara now?
Mm-hmm. 1 second.
Or he's not even addressing that.
Hold on a second. This, in the footnote, he speaks all that out, and he doesn't raise this as an issue. He says it's consistent with Reb Ze'era's own version of the story, where Reb Yehoshua ben Levi approved of his decision not to pay for the Moisris. According to Reb Shimon, however, he would maintain in his version of the story that he disapproved of what Reb Yehuda did, meaning he should have paid for them. So which is it? I don't understand this. I guess it sounds like this is an alternate opinion of how Rabbi Shlomo Levi held, I guess. Yeah, okay, it's Reb Ze'era. Okay, the names match, okay? No, that's good. Look at the names. Okay, well, when we started the Gemara, we said, V'oid min ha-dodo amar Reb Ze'era, at the top of 58.1, right? Mm-hmm. It was Reb Ze'era's version of the story where Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi approved of Rabbi Yehuda ben Levi's behavior the fact that he did not pay, right?
No compensation,
which means he's chayav the oraisa. So Reb Ze'era, Reb Acha, Reb Tamcha, Marchei B'Shem, Reb Yehoshua ben Levi, he's quoting his version of Yehoshua ben Levi, which according to him is what? That he does not have to compensate. Which is what he's saying is consistent with saying that he can do it Shalom Rishos. Because if it would have been with compensation, it would be with Rishos. But you're right, we are going back and forth here with what Reb Yehoshua ben Levi actually holds. Right, I missed that nuance. Sorry about that. Yep, good point, though. Okay, we're on Nuno at base. Now, we're talking about what the Tanakhama said. You can take, let me go back to the Mishnah. Where's the Mishnah? Which page is it on? You know what's on? Where's the Mishnah? The Mishnah is all the way back here on Mem Ches, Amud Aleph, Halacha Ches, right? So let's see. We have that you can take Maestros from Yisrael on Goyim on Yisrael, from Yisrael al Kutim, and from Kutim al Kutim. So it said in the Tanakhama, Kutim al Kutim is okay to take. And Rabbi Lazar says, Oysim Shal Kutim al Kutim, you cannot take from Kutim al Kutim. So that's what the Machlokes want to discuss now, right? Mm-hmm. So Rabbi Yochanan and Talmud Rabbi Lazar. So Rabbi Yochanan says, the Pasha does a very, very simple thing. Let's, before I say this, say it out. I'll just tell it. Let's talk about it out loud first. So, if I buy Paris from Amma Aretz A, then I buy Paris from Amma Aretz B, could I take Maestros from the Paris I bought from A on the Paris I bought from B?
No.
Absolutely not. Why not? Because maybe A took the Trumas and maybe B did not, or maybe B took the Trumas and A did not. So we want to make it Menachiyav al-Achiyav, not Menachiyav al-Achiyav. So Rabbi Yochanan says, Pashut. So it makes sense what Balazar is saying. Balazar is saying the Kusim are the same thing. The Kusim are like Amaratzim. That's basically what he's saying. You don't know. Right? Kashem, Sha'asu Peres, Eretz Yisrael, Demai Acharuban. Just like when they made the Takona of the Mai, they went past the Roiva Maharatzim, and most of them were taking Trumas and Maestros. And there was a Miyat that were not. That's when they made the Gzeira. And therefore, Ein Torman Umasim Zelzat. Therefore, you can't take from one on the other. So, Kachos Aperos Kusi Vadei Acher Rubon. Ein Torman Umasim Zelzat. So, too, they made it. They made it, I don't know why he says a Lashon Vadai, it means Vadai, definite Tevel, following the majority who did not separate the Maestros, right? Ain't Tarmanim Lama Asim Mizal, but you still can't take it, one on the other, because it's a possibility that one of them did not, did take. That's basically the idea here. Right? Okay, that's basically all it says. It's a simple idea. Anything anybody wants to raise over here? Right? And we'll take a quick, let's see. Okay, let's keep going. I don't have anything specific to speak out of here. Otzitz Nokav Harev Karetz. Now, what we said was very interesting. I mean, I thought it was interesting what the Mishnah says. So, on Memchas Amud Beis, actually, it starts with Memchas Amud Aleph. In the brackets, it says that this is Mishnah Yud. So, it's Halachas, and it's Mishnah Yud. So, Otzis Nokov Hareu Ka'aretz, if you have a hole in the bottom of a vase, so that's like the earth. Tarmen Ha'aretz Al Otzis Nokov, Me Otzis Nokov Al Ha'aretz. So if you do one on the other, in other words, if it has a hole in it, it's just like the earth, and therefore it's 100% as chayev as the earth is as chayev as a hole, a flower pot with a hole. That hole, by the way, my son wants me out, that it's the size that a root can fit through that hole. It's not just a pinhole. It has to be a certain width that a root can come through. Anyway. Now, the important part is on a base, on a custom base. It says, if you look at the language over here, so it says, so let's follow along the chash for the Kohen here, right? So, let's see, how much do they quote over here? They quote the whole thing? Let's see. Rabun Barchia B'Shem Rab Ze'ero. So he said like this, otzitz, if you're talking about an otzitz she'eino nokov, it doesn't have a hole in it, also suffix. So that's already a doubt, meaning you don't know Maybe it's like it was taken from the ground, maybe not. So Gemara says, what do you mean? It's a suffix. It's not, it can't be a suffix. Hasninon, there's a Mishnah that says the opposite. In Kalayim, it says, Otzitz Nakov Makarish Makarim. If you have an Otzitz that has a hole in it, so and it's growing, let's say wheat, so that's Otzibahana if it's exposed to a vineyard, right? But Shein or Nakov, and Makarish Makarim, if it's not Nakov, then it's not Makarish, the thing it is. So it sounds like it's a vade that's not Makarish, not a suffix. So how can you say that it's a suffix? The Gemara says, no, me suffix. Gemara says a Palladika thing, that even though the Mishnah seems to indicate that it's not Makadish, but it doesn't mean it's not Makadish at all, for sure. It's in Makadish Vadai, but it is Makadish Misafik, and you have to go to Chumrah. That's what it sounds like over here. I don't know if this is the din. Yeah, the Rash Cirilo concludes, the Halacha does not accord with this Gemara. If you uproot a plant from a non-perforated pot, you are not chayav an ashram toli. It's not a suffix. Normally, if you do it in a sukkah, that's a suffix. You have to bring mark of an ashram toli. Here, it's not the case. We're finishing the parak, so whatever. If you have to run, you have to run. But if you want to, you know, we're going to get up to the next parak.
Okay, great.
It's Hashem. Tarmin ha-demayla vadai. Now, what happens if you separate truma from definite tevel for demai? So what does it say? The Kohen can eat the truma before you take off the truma semaisus, right? So that's the lashon. Let's take a look at the lashon over here. One second. Let me just see what it says. We're talking about truma hadmai. Yeah. So the last statement's in the Mishnah. So you really have to see the Mishnah inside. So on Mepesam base it says if you turn from Demai on Demai and from Demai on Vadai, you guys want me to do this tomorrow?
No. I mean, it's up to you, whatever you want.
Because if everybody has to run to Myra, I'll do it tomorrow.
You have to go?
Yep. Okay, we'll do it tomorrow. Okay, call to me.
Sorry.